Welcome to the Expect Success Podcast, a presentation of georgebollock.com with your host, George Bollock. This podcast is for all things personal development. Don't expect success, prepare for it. Please welcome your host, George Bollock.
Welcome to Expect Success at georgebollock.com. Now, in addition to listening to our podcast, you could also view the video format on YouTube at georgetube.com. John Chow rocketed onto the blogging scene when he showed the income power of blogging by taking his blog from making zero to over $40,000 per month in just 2 years. And he did it working only 2 hours a day. Today, johnchow.com is one of the biggest blogs on the internet, with over 200,000 active daily readers and followers. I especially like keeping an eye on John because the marketing mediums he utilizes are pretty much the same as mine. And have you ever noticed that successful people hang around other successful people? Birds of a feather really do flock together. This is why at the end of each and every show, I say that you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Now today, John is going to share with us the real cost of internet success. Listen to John.
My topic today, I want to, I guess, follow up on what I talked about yesterday about the odds of success. And this is kind of carries a bit into it. And, you know, besides the question of, you know, what my odds of success, a very common question, another question I get is like, how much does it cost for me to succeed? So a variation of something like that, like $49 for ultimate.com lifestyle. Is that all I have to pay? I just pay that and then I get money, right? That's, believe it or not, that's a question I get. Or like, you know, if I buy blogging with John Chow, or I buy any of your product, that's all I have to buy. I don't have to buy anything else, right? Or if I sign up for Mob, I don't have to sign up. I just got to pay the application fee and then that's it, right? So that's Common question. Now I'm gonna answer this question with a scenario or another question, I suppose. And that is, let's imagine, you know, you're going to buy a McDonald's franchise. Right, you're going to McDonald's. You're going to interview them. You're going to want to buy a McDonald's franchise, and you say to the the franchisor, and you ask them like, yeah, okay, it costs $1 million to start this McDonald's. I want to know that I'm just gonna give you the $1 million, this McDonald's will be started, and then I make money, right? That's all I have to spend, right? That's it, nothing else, right? Right? What do you think the franchisor will say when you, if you, well, a question like that? Well, if he hasn't laughed his head off, he's probably thrown you out the door already, right? Let's just face it, right? The question of how much does it cost for success, I mean, this goes back to that lottery mentality or that gambling mentality. Figure, you know, put the money there and money, I'm going to get the money. I'm going to buy the course, going to get the money. Work, what's that? You know, you mean I have to actually do some marketing? You mean there's every year I have to renew my business license? You mean I have to, suddenly those kind of stuff, like, you know, what do you think I'm trying to teach you here? I'm trying to teach you how to start an online business. I'm not trying to teach you how to win a lottery ticket. And look, just look around you. Any business, real, you know, virtual businesses, real businesses, bricks and mortar businesses. How many businesses do you know where the business owner, you know, just go, here's my money, put it up. Now, there we go. I don't do anything. Money's just going to come in. How many business, real businesses, do you know that actually has started and are successful that way? Zero. None. It doesn't exist. It doesn't exist. But yet, online, this is what people expect online. I mean, they come to me and go, yeah, I want to start a blog. Here's my $10 or whatever it costs to start a blog, and now I'm going to make the money. I don't do anything else. I'm about no writing blog posts, no whatever. You just expect the money to come in. Not it, right? So when you ask me, what's the price of, how much does it cost to succeed? It's not a one-time cost. This is a business. All businesses, every business, online, offline, all businesses have ongoing costs. web hosting costs, email hosting costs, lead pages, always these ongoing costs. But here's the key difference. When you compare the startup costs and the ongoing costs of an online business versus the startup costs and ongoing costs of a regular bricks and mortar business, like those businesses out there, the difference is tremendous. Like, it's huge. It's totally, it's crazy, right? So, and I suppose that's both good and bad, because, you know, it's great because, you know, it allows everyone, if they want, to start an online business, or to start an online business, because, you know, it's so cheap. I mean, yeah, I said my blog was started for the cost of domain name, $10. And the ongoing cost when I first started was basically web posting every month, like things like $5 a month. So, you know, minuscule, almost like impulse stuff. Right? You compare that to starting a Subway or a McDonald's or a Starbucks, you know, where the cost gets into hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars, and the ongoing cost is in the tens of thousands. You got rent, employee, all that stuff. And you compare that to an online business that could be started for $10 and monthly web hosting. Now, remind you, it costs more than $5 a month to run my blog. Now, I have two dedicated servers, and my email list is like $1,500 a month just to maintain and stuff. But still, when you add up the online cost, it is still way, way less than any bricks and mortars business. Like, I like to make the comparison of myself to a Starbucks, you know. The average Starbucks has $750,000 a year in sales. And that's the average Starbucks, right? I will do that in 2 months, right? And my monthly operating cost is nowhere even 1/100th what a Starbucks costs to run. So, but like I said, because of the low startup cost, it's a both a blessing and a curse. The blessing, of course, is that a lot of people can enter. The curse is that because it is so inexpensive to start, most people don't take it seriously. They just don't take it seriously. Easy in, easy out. They think, oh, yeah, I'll try this. John Shell's making money. I'm gonna start a blog, give it a shot. You know, it only costs $10 for domain name, $5 for web posting. I'll give it a try. So they start it up, and, you know, and then that's it. They're expecting some magic money to come out of thin air because they build it. You know, they watch the movie. If you build it, they will come. And then nobody comes. They don't make any money. They blame me. They say, John, you don't know what he's talking about. And they quit. Because, you're out a few bucks, right? So it's okay. It's not like you invested $1 million in McDonald's, because if you did that, you would be a lot more serious about making sure it succeeds, because you have so much money tied up into it. But yet, on online business, because you have so little money, they don't take it seriously. They don't take it seriously. Yet, like I said, in two months, I will do what a Starbucks does in one full year. Right? And the reason I'm successful, it's because I apply the same mindset of me investing $1 million in my business. I run it like I invested a lot of money into my business. So as a result, I take it extremely seriously. Right? So that's what you gotta do. Take the business seriously. And lastly, just be consistent at this. All right. So, you know, you can email me how much it costs to succeed. I really haven't answered the question, how much does it cost to succeed? And the answer to that question is, A, it is not a one-time cost. It is a business. Businesses have startup costs, and businesses have ongoing costs. But because it's online, the ongoing costs and the startup costs is infinite times less than a regular bricks and mortars business. So if you decide to start an online business, you know, because it's inexpensive, that's great. But start your online business, but treat it like a bricks and mortars business that costs hundreds of thousands of dollars to start. Therefore, your mindset is different and your thinking is different. If you can just get into the mindset that, you know, I'm treating this like a real business, like I invested hundreds of thousands of dollars into this business, you will be amazed. Your thinking is totally different. So ask yourself, you know, would I run it this way if I sent $1 million into it? Like, you know, most people don't think that way. So as a result, they go, only a few bucks. I'll do it tomorrow. If you stuck $1 million into it, would you do it tomorrow? No, you wouldn't.
That's awesome. Now, for more from John Chow, simply search YouTube and visit his website, johnchow.com. John's best-selling book, Make Money Online, is available at his website and or Amazon.com. And I'll include a link in the show notes. And remember, as the late, great Jim Rohn used to say, you are the average of the five people you spend the most time with. Today you've been hanging out with John Chow. Keep up the momentum. Subscribe to our newsletter so you never miss another episode. We'll catch you on the next show. And thanks a million for listening. See ya.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Expect Success Podcast with your host, George Bolling. If you enjoyed today's podcast, please rate, subscribe, and review. Find more great content online at georgebolick.com and on Facebook and Twitter at George Bolick. We'll catch you next time. And remember, don't just expect success, prepare for it.